Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 11 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one on one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Melissa Chordock, the president of AKT. And founded in 2013 by international fitness expert Anna Kaiser, AKT is a revolutionary fitness technique concept rooted in dance and functional training. And we'll talk to Melissa about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 11 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Melissa Chordock, the president of AKT. And founded in 2013 by international fitness expert Anna Kaiser, AKT is a revolutionary fitness technique concept rooted in dance and functional training. Hi, Melissa. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, Melissa. It's great to have you on the show. This is a very interesting concept. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from today?
I am calling from sunny California today.
Oh, okay, so I don't have to ask you how the weather is, right?
You don't. Although windy, it is a perfect, gorgeous day out.
Oh, that's fantastic. Is that where your headquarters is actually located, Melissa?
Yes. We are currently run out of our Irvine office, part of Exponential Fitness. The concept, however, was founded in New York City, which is where I am originally from.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, that's great. Maybe you could walk us through the AKT concept, Melissa, you know, and talk about, you know, how it originated. I thought it was a very interesting story.
Yeah, of course. So we're so lucky. It was founded by international fitness expert Anna Kaiser, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Anna grew up dancing. She's also an incredibly skilled businesswoman as well. And she was really looking at how to transition her career from full-time dancing into the business world. She really was struggling with balancing work and career and and fitness and finding that right mix of cardio and being inspired with dance. She was really looking for something that would keep her involved and inspired as a former dancer. So she would get involved in different different aspects of fitness, whether it be cardio-based or toning, and she always felt like she was missing that fun component. So it would hold her interest for a short period of time, and she didn't really ultimately see the results that she was looking for. And so given her background, she decided to create something that was fun to her and that would yield the results that she was looking for. So that was really the birth of AKT. She started in New York. She was teaching in big box gyms, in renting out space, in wherever she could find pop-up space throughout New York. And she really built the business from ground up. Because she was getting such fantastic results, she was appealing to a wide demographic and made contact with several celebrities in that area, and has been able to cultivate those relationships throughout the years. She has a wide variety of celebrity followers, from Shakira to Kelly Ripa, who actually trains with Anna personally 4 to 5 times a week. She's able to really build the business off of these results and people giving their testimony that the workout was actually fun, that they didn't feel like they were working out. So being able to combine an hour workout with and having fun is really the true prescription for the brand.
You know, use the word fun was, and that's what I got, you know, in studying the whole concept. You know, is you know, working out to me, you know, I've always found it, you know, a bit boring. You know, like I'll start running or I'll, you know, I'll go on the cycle, you know, but after a while it's just like, oh, this is just boring, you know. So you kind of stop after a while, you know, and you know, what I got from your concept is that, you know, it's fun. You don't feel like you're really, I guess, like working out. And there must be some benefits, I guess you could say, to dance too, right? I mean, you're kind of like working out your whole body instead of just like one portion of your body. You could probably explain that a little bit better than I can.
Yeah, absolutely. So you touched on many components of the business. So one, it's never boring. We offer four different modalities, and they are all dance-based, dance-inspired, but they're not necessarily dance classes. So there's always a different option. So you don't have to take the same class all week or all month, four different types of classes that you can take on any given day. In addition to that, we change out our choreography or our routines every 3 weeks. So if there's one class that keeps your interest or you love the results that you're seeing, you're not going to get bored with that either, because the routine is going to change in 3 weeks. So you spend 3 weeks perfecting that routine, that dance, that choreography, and then it changes up. So you're constantly keeping your body on its toes. As well as your mind. So you have to follow along with the instructor, with the crew, what's going on in the room. And so you're keeping your mind engaged, so you're not wandering like people tend to do when they're running. I myself am a runner, so I'm not knocking it. But it is sometimes hard to stay out of your head. Here, in all four modalities, you sort of have to be very present and make that mind-body connection to keep you going through class. And ultimately, you're not looking at the clock, and the hour passes before you know it.
That's terrific. And, you know, you mentioned that variety, I think, is really so important. And, you know, what I got from it, too, is, you know, it seems like you mentioned, Melissa, you know, that there is like a kind of like a wide demographic, you know, for your audience. You know, I mean, I know you have, you know, a lot of celebrity clients, but, I mean, this really seems like it could be almost for anybody, right? I mean, that's interested in just getting fit.
Absolutely. We certainly don't discriminate. We have clients in our studios that range from, you know, young teens to to in their 70s. We offer programming for men and women are finding our concept appealing, and truly anyone at any fitness level. So you can be a first day one worker outer, or you can be an advanced ballerina. We have something that will appeal to you. All of our choreography, all of our instructors are taught to modify. So we feel that we're a very inclusive community. You don't have to shy away. There's something for everybody in all of the classes.
That's terrific. You mentioned some of them, but how else does AKT stand out from some of the other boutique fitness concepts, Melissa?
Our branding, our concept is really fun and sexy and edgy. I think that we scream fun just from looking at our website.
Right,
but
exactly.
Truly beyond that, this concept was really founded out of community, and we really believe in building that in every studio that we go to and then amongst the brand as well. We really believe that there's a lot of power in yielding results from feeling like you're part of something. It truly is something that we stand for and we make sure is part of each individual business that we open. I think the main differentiator, however, is that we're kind of a dance concept for adults.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the fun piece comes in. There are not a lot of concepts out there that sort of do what we're doing. There are you know, jazzercise and Zumba, but it's not a very prescribed workout regimen like AKT can offer you.
Yeah, it's a social experience, isn't it, Melissa? You know, you don't always get that sometimes, like when you go to a gym, you know, sometimes, you know, like when I go to a fitness center, you know, kind of like by myself and, you know, sometimes you won't even talk to anybody, you know, but this is a real social experience, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That really truly is one of our brand values. Our core values is cultivating that community. We're inclusive and we make sure that in all aspects of our training, whether it be with our trainers, our front desk or our owners, that really explain that and make them feel that they are part of our community and give them the tools to create that in their own communities.
That's terrific. What makes AKT an attractive business opportunity to potential franchisees? You know, the majority of our listeners, Melissa, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, most of them have it in their mind they want to get into franchising. So looking at it from the terms of a business opportunity, how would you talk about that?
Well, first and foremost, I think we're first to market with any sort of varied dance concept.
Mm-hmm.
We offer four different modalities in a boutique concept, in a boutique setting, and it's dance. So no one else is really doing that out there.
Right.
We tie
it
to metrics so we can really track your progress. And we can also create a prescription for all of our clients that are coming in. So think that the concept itself is incredibly attractive because it is first to market. There's nothing else like that out there. In addition to that, the corporate team offers a substantial amount of support from day one through the end of year 10. Being a brand part of the Exponential umbrella, we're incredibly fortunate to have so many resources and so many partners that have been through this before that are in different growth stages, the business cycle, and so we can rely on them for support or help when necessary. But we truly will be there every step of the way to help and support and educate the franchisee from, again, day one to end of year 10.
It's great to be first to market too, Melissa, isn't it? You know, I mean, I've done, you know, this will be like almost like my 600th podcast, you know, and I have to say I have not interviewed anything like your business model before, you know, so it's always fun for me to interview something new. You know, I must have interviewed like a dozen like pizza franchises, you know, so it's always fun for me to interview someone like yourself. And speaking about your franchisees, Melissa, and so, you know, because you get to meet with a lot of prospective franchisees, what do you look for when you're meeting with them?
I think what we're looking for is someone that differentiates themselves with excitement and passion for the brand, someone that's truly invested in what we have created and staying true to Anna's ultimate vision, what Anna founded the brand on, what the concept is. Of course, we're looking for people that have business background, management background, that can lead a team of people, that can take direction, that are executors or operationally sound. And, of course, we want people that are self-aware, right? Not all people that are operationally sound are good delegators. And so we want people that know what their opportunities are and can bring or partner with people that will compensate for those opportunities. So to us, that's what would make a well-rounded franchisee.
That's great. When you decide, you know, that you do like them as a franchisee, Melissa, I mean, do you invite them out to headquarters then? Is that like where the training would take place then? Is it out in California?
It is in California. So we do a 2-day discovery day process. We invite vetted prospects to come out and visit us in Orange County. We start with a class the first evening, and we do a social dinner environment where it's a little more casual. People get to know each other on a personal level. It's not really about the business. It's really, are we a good match? Do you want to do business with us? Do we want to do business with you? Are we happy sitting at a dinner table with you? Right. And then the second day is a classroom setting. And so all departments of the AKT team will make a presentation and lay out what the foundation of the support will be from each department. So we're not going into the details of what's going to happen on, you know, month three, week four
right.
of your build out. We're
right.
talking very big picture and outlining
sure.
the programs that we will put in place and the levels of support and really giving them an insight to top line business.
That's
and they
great.
Get an amazing
what
trip out to you. They get to come and see beautiful sunny California.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. How could you beat that, right? It's absolutely, particularly, you know, when it's cold, you know, it's starting to get
yeah.
a little cold here in Pennsylvania, you know, so it's that's always nice. What are the immediate growth and development plans then, Melissa, for AKT?
Ultimately, we're looking to open about 500 studios in the U.S. within the next 2 years. So that is our immediate goal. We have begun selling late last month. So we're in expansion mode, the very early stages of it. But the expectation is that it picks up very quickly and furiously in the coming weeks.
That's great. Did Anna know, like, in the beginning, Melissa, you know, I mean, that you know, she was going to turn this into a franchise concept, or did it kind of just happen over time where it kind of like became very systematic and it was a process and she probably realized that I guess it could be duplicated pretty much anywhere in the United States or even the world, I guess. But, you know, did she know early on that this could turn into a franchise?
Interestingly enough, no. That was never Anna's intention.
Yeah.
She really
right.
opened a studio in New York, her first studio on the Upper East Side, because she couldn't keep up
wow.
with the demand while she was renting space out from
right.
other owners or landlords. And so she opened the first studio out of necessity to be able to house all of these people that were interested
right.
in it. And from there, that's how the second studio in the Hamptons opened. And then the third studio in Nomad in New York opened. And so it grew very organically.
Wow.
The intention was never
sure.
to really franchise.
Wow.
But AKT does have a fabulous on-demand community. So we have lots of content on our on-demand portal, and Anna built up this international following of people
right.
that were learning about the concept and taking these classes online on a regular basis, and were continuously asking her about growth and opportunities to open in their countries, let alone in their cities or their areas of town. And so she felt like there was a big appetite to grow this brand.
Right.
She absolutely researched how to do that on her own, if she wanted to do it on her own. And when the opportunity was presented to her to partner with
mm-hmm.
Xponential, just knowing what the plans were for Xponential Fitness, she felt that was really the best course of action for her, that she felt she was putting
right.
her baby, her namesake, in really strong and capable hands.
That's terrific. I get the feeling, you know, because we've been doing this a while now, Melissa, is that, you know, I have this feeling that a lot of your clients are probably going to become franchisees down the road as well, you know, as I mean, they get to be part of the whole thing. And I just get this strong feeling. You could probably expand on that better than I could.
Yeah, it's super exciting. So I was not with the brand prior to taking this role. So I've been with the brand for about 4 months, and it's been
right.
the most exciting piece for me, getting to know the brand through loyal clients' eyes.
Right.
So there's been an insane amount of existing clients that are interested in bringing AKT to their hometowns, and I get to have these conversations with them. So I get to learn about the growth of the brand and the evolution through their eyes. But we are anticipating having at least in the beginning, a substantial amount of existing clients open, be a part of that first wave of opening studios.
That's great. Are there any key markets the brand is targeting for growth and expansion? Melissa, you know, I mean immediately, because, you know, you guys are still like in the early stage, so are you looking towards any specific markets immediately?
Time we're interested in talking to anyone that is excited about the brand. We obviously
right.
have a presence in Manhattan and would like to
right.
to expand upon that, and believe that our initial growth will be in major markets, major cities, but we really anticipate growing throughout the country to multi-tier cities.
Right. That's great. If you could look into a crystal ball, Melissa, I mean, you know, where do you see AKT, you know, 5 years, 10 years down the road?
Wow, that's so exciting to think about. I truly believe that AKT will become a global lifestyle brand, not just a fitness brand. I think that we have so much to offer. We really see international expansion on the horizon sooner than later. And because of the community aspect and because it's such an interactive concept, we think that there's a lot of opportunity to create a bit more out of the brand outside of simply the workout aspect.
Right, right. That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners, Melissa, to learn more about AKT? Of course, there's the franchise opportunity, but even the service itself. Are there any websites that you'd like them to go to check out?
Yeah, of course. Anyone who's interested in learning anything about the brand can go to theakt.com, and we'll be able to find out as much information as they're looking for. If they're inquiring about a franchise opportunity, you can do it there. If they're looking for a class schedule, they can do it there as well.
That's fantastic. Well, it's been great having you on the show, Melissa, and Ed, I'd really like to invite you back as you continue to grow, because as I mentioned, I haven't interviewed your concept in almost 12 years of doing the show, so this is something really interesting and fun and exciting, as you were saying. So I look forward to having you back again on the show in the future.
I look forward to that as well. Thank you so much for having me.
This has been my pleasure, Melissa. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. We've been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 8 years and over 400 shows, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Chris Simic, who is the founder of FranchiseTeacher.com, and Chris has over 30 years of business and franchise experience as an independent business owner, a franchisee, and a franchisor. And Chris said something very profound that we haven't heard on our show in over 8 years. He mentioned that you have to almost work harder to fail at franchising than to succeed in franchising, and he explains why.
Most people, about 90% I think I've seen, buy a business other than they first looked at.
Wow, that's amazing.
So
it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, that's a big number too, isn't it, Chris? Most people, they go in with these certain expectations and they come out with something different, and I find that fascinating.
It never ceases to astound me, but I think that speaks to the to the value of franchising as a business model and a business method, because people don't have to be in something just because they know it. And quite candidly, sometimes getting involved in a business that you would rather do that you were not involved in allows you the luxury of taking a new career path and to develop something you never would have had the opportunity to had it not been, you know, systematized and prioritized for you. You know, in franchising it's said that you have to really almost work harder to fail than to succeed, because if you have a good franchise system, if you follow directions, you have to almost purposely not follow them to not do well.
That's true. That's fantastic. We have this great quote in franchising. I think we're going to put that one in there, Chris. I think that's very original, and it's very true. What advice would you give to our listeners? You know, we find that most of them, they're just beginning their search to buy a franchise, Chris, and we find that, you know, most of them just simply, they don't even know where to begin, like you were saying. What advice would you give to them?
I do, when I speak to people looking at franchise, I give them three different pieces of advice. One, make sure you're looking for a business for the right reason. Now, a lot of people have things happen in their life. They lose a job or something happens, and they react and maybe say, well, okay, maybe I'll go buy a business. That may not be the reason to do it, versus having the luxury of selectivity that here's my opportunity that was created by some adversity. Second thing is that they have to make sure that they are able to be franchisees, that not everybody is designed to be able to follow the systems, procedures, and the processes it takes to be a successful franchise owner. And then I tell them quite candidly is pick a couple of the industries and the price ranges that may have interest to you, and then kind of pin down from there, either using the resources of a consultant or a broker or a team member, or on their own, either way. But I think that if they take their time, follow the steps, and do it for the right reasons, they'll be on a much smoother pathway to success in owning their own business.
That's well said. What's in the future then for Franchise Teacher, Chris? I mean, where do you see the company 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, Marty, we've been extremely fortunate and blessed that the business has been around, you know, through Century Franchise Group for many years, and our new franchiseteacher.com has taken off. We're representing right now, seven plus brands. I think in 5 years, our focus will really be even more fine-tuned as the consumer or the prospective business owner is looking for more and more specific information. Breaking down to teach, coach, consult, and advise, I think will be a way for us to assist people in what they need. You know, people, again, don't know what they don't know, but I think information overload sometimes discourages people too early. They say, this is too much for me to process.
Mm.
But we can break it down into bite-sized pieces. I think more and more people, especially the younger generation, who are looking for the advice and the information they want when they want it, I think is, you know, going to do nothing more than continue. Then our next business venture, which launches at the end of this year, is looking to capture all the different franchise brands around the world and put them into one place. So we're looking forward to a future. And franchising is going nowhere but growing. You know, as you
said,
a long time too, the number of franchise opportunities, and the world's getting to be a smaller place. I think you're going to find a lot opportunities coming in and going out of different marketplaces and different countries accessible to more people.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, Chris, for our listeners to get more information on franchiseteacher.com? Obviously franchiseteacher.com, but any numbers you'd like them to call or email addresses?
Well, actually, we appreciate www.franchiseteacher.com. And my business partner, Dave, and I offer them the free one-hour consultation. Fill out the form and take advantage of it.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Chris, for finally coming on the show. You know, I've been following your career for a long time now, you know, and I have just been very impressed with everything that you've done, you know. So when I saw this, I mentioned to you, we don't typically call people to come on the show, you know, but I had to have you specifically on the show. So it was an honor and a privilege to have you on the show today.
Marty, ditto. And again, congratulations on your PhD doctor. I have read your thesis, and I would recommend it reading if people can get through
the
information.
I really appreciate that you read it too, because that's an honor coming from you. So that's fantastic. Well, I want to thank you again, Chris.
Thank you.
Be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.